Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
Cougar Nation.
The Cougars picked it up! And in overtime, they won it!
Every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in to Cougar Nation. It's sponsored by, brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth every single week here, 6 to 7. We'll be back next week recapping this Oklahoma State game, and hopefully it's a win, man. And hopefully it's for that sixth win to get to bowl eligibility and get to the postseason. And when, Cougar Nation, it's always for you, Cougar fans, to share your opinions on Cougar football. Let's get onto the phone line and welcome in another caller, Peggy from Spanish Fork. What's on your mind, Peggy?
Well, I am a true blue Cougar fan.
I love it.
Win or lose, I'm on their side. And I absolutely love the morning game.
Yes. I love it too, Peggy.
The sun's shining, even if it rains a bit. And besides that, I can't stand the 8:15 game. I'm going home 2 hours past my bedtime.
That's my bedtime, too, at 8:15, Peggy. I'm not going to lie. Those late games will wear you down.
Peggy, last...
But I love the morning game.
I thought they were great. Are they going to... They got an afternoon game this week, 1:30 against Oklahoma State. Are they going to get it done and get the win?
Well, if they have the enthusiasm and drive that they had at the Oklahoma State game or Oklahoma University game, absolutely.
I love it. Peggy, we appreciate the call, and thanks for always being a proud member of Cougar Nation. Appreciate it. That's Peggy from Spanish Fork. You can call in and join us, 801-575-8255.
I want someone to chime in and tell me who should start a quarterback. That's great that we've been reacting to the Oklahoma game, but I'm ready to have the discussion. Retzlaff versus Slovis.
Retzlaff.
I'm only partially there.
Wouldn't you go? What would be the case to go with Slovis in the final game then?
To send a message that you have to be accountable for your boneheaded turnovers? Like, he's had four absolute bone crushing, mind boggling, like that fan on the replay. I don't know if you saw it, who was saying a bunch of choice words.
Yes, you did.
That's exactly how I felt. If you have another one of those where on the first drive there's some easy situation, and I'm actually pro start Retzlaff, and I'm not normally the short leash guy, but this is a short leash situation to me. You cannot go into next year with him being QB1 if he continues to turn the ball over like this.
Well, even if – I think regardless what happens Saturday, I think they're still going to add a portal quarterback, but don't you want to give him more – game experience and more snaps to kind of go through the fires of the Big 12
and
learn?
No, because he's had plenty. He's had, what, 3 games worth now?
Man, that's not that much.
25% of the season. He's gotten a lot of snaps. We have a really good sense of what Jake Retzlaff is right now, which is when he's not turning the ball over, he can win you some football games. And he hasn't yet, but I believe that there's enough pizzazz and enough flash there. There's a lot to like, and he did some nice things against Oklahoma. But those turnovers, and look, this isn't my opinion. Kalani has said this, and Aaron Roderick said this. What is the freaking most important thing about running the offense and the identity of that offense? Taking care of the football. Kalani says, the football is not yours, it's the program's, which I don't fully understand that, but
I agree with it. It's the fans. It's Cougar Nation's.
So to stop,
you're protecting Cougar Nation's happiness with that ball.
Exactly, and he hasn't been doing so. So I'm not out on Retzlaff by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying, in this particular game, it's not going to be, we're just going to let you ride and whatever happens. No, we're coming to win this game, and if you can't take care of the football, next guy in. Slovis.
Here's Kalani on if Retzlaff could lose his starting job because of the turnovers.
Yeah, that's what I care about. I've seen too many times where quarterbacks have been careless with the football. And not just quarterbacks, but other players. If you don't show that you can take care of the football, then it's a big part of us playing. We've had some players that have shown bad ball security, and they just don't get on the field again until I see it.
We'll see what happens
on
Saturday.
You're fine with another two-pick or one-pick, one fumble, one costly, deadly fumble. You're just going to roll in the whole game?
Because the ground game was actually effective. Look, I saw BYU with Slovis against Sam Houston, and they were putrid, Matt.
They didn't have Robbins.
They were terrible against every team they played.
They didn't have Robbins.
Hey, Sam, Aiden Robbins played against Sam Houston.
They're going to put Corning Stone on.
BYU has been horrific running the football with Keenan Slovis. Even Aiden Robbins said in the postgame on Saturday, Jake opened up the ground game. That right there, I think, wins the day for Jake Retzlaff to start, because you have to have an effective ground attack.
If he takes care of the football.
At this point, I've seen terrible play the whole year. I'm not worked up over one disastrous turnover, because guess what? BYU was in the fight.
One. If it was only one disastrous turnover, Mitch, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It was four.
I'm more worked up. I'm more worked up over getting smoked by TCU, 44-11. I'm more worked up about getting smoked by Texas. I'm more worked up about getting smoked by West Virginia than a seven-point loss to Oklahoma. Yes, it's heartbreaking, but at the end of the day, this BYU team's flawed. So I've moved on from that game and really just go, I'm just happy that they fought. They battled, because really, they didn't belong in that game with Oklahoma, because Oklahoma's got more talent. I don't think they're that great as Texas, but they got far more resources and talent, and the fact that BYU competed gave me some happiness. I'm more disappointed with just the dud performances, and Retzlaff didn't have a dud, and I think you ride the hot hand to see what he can do, and I think that he opened up the ground attack for Robbins, and defenses had to honor that RPO from Retzlaff and the ground game.
Jacob from Eagle Mountain, what do you think about this hot quarterback discussion?
Yeah, man, it's heating up here in the radio station, it sounds like. But, I honestly was at the game on Saturday, and one of the most frustrating things to me was that I saw Keaton Slovis there, padded up, ready to go the entire time. And even when things were starting to get really close and ugly, and even after three turnovers, right, we didn't see any kind of, I think there was reason to say, hey, we have a chance at winning this thing. I know Keaton's banged up a little bit, but what the heck? Let's put him in and see if we can make some passes, get this done. I think, if anything, this game against Oklahoma, I really hope that is given the offense a little bit of hope or a little bit of confidence in themselves to say, hey, we can play football. We can do this. We can play at the Power 5 level. But now we just got to get someone that can play Power 5 level football at quarterback, and I think Jake Retzlaff just isn't ready yet. I mean, this is Big 12 football. You turn over four times in a single game, and in essence lose the game for the team. It's just not going to cut it. I think we got to put Keaton in and make sure that we get this next win so we can get a bowl game.
It's a hard decision to be had by this coordinator, because if Jake doesn't turn the ball over, I think to your point, yeah, you roll with him, because the running game has opened, even though his rushing numbers weren't great. Against Oklahoma, I think his impact was maybe a little exaggerated there in the run game against the Sooners, but he has certainly opened it up. It's just the turnovers. And look, Slovis had turnovers too. I think, again, I still roll with Retzlaff. I'm just not going to roll with him regardless of what happens on the field.
Yeah, I just think also too, I'm almost taking a long-term approach with it, and that might be the wrong move, because when you think about seniors, they want to desperately get a sixth win, and they want to do it at all costs. But I'm just thinking from a long-term perspective, whether BYU wins or not on Saturday, this program's got some real issues. And if you win with Keaton Slovis on Saturday, that's a great story. That's a feel-good moment. You're going to get 15 extra practices. But 15 extra practices of Slovis at QB1, what does that do for you long-term in 2024? Because ultimately, you can move on from the struggles. I think 5-7 this year, if you do end up with that record, and it's very likely you do, because Oklahoma State's a really good football team, and they've got the Big 12 championship game in their sights. I think that if you're 6-6, you got to fix a lot with this BYU team, win or lose. And I just feel like I would like to see Retzlaff get more opportunities. I don't feel like it's a resounding, he's QB1 next year. Don't feel that way at all. But I like that he's getting some chances to get more snaps, get more playing time, because win or lose with Slovis, he's done in a game. Like I want to see signs of 2024 showing out this weekend.
I would just add, I don't think if Slovis starts or comes in relief and wins, I don't think that means you have to then play him in the bowl game. I think you could still go with Slovis this week and then give it to Retzlaff for the bowl game. But it's an interesting
dilemma.
Just get the win, right? Just get that. Let's see him get to a win and get that sixth win and go to a bowl game and get it done. Cougar Nation brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth. We'll be back on Saturday, Matt, 10 a.m. BYU and Oklahoma State extended pregame from Stillwater. Big thanks to our producer, Nate Slack. We will be back next week here on Cougar Nation.